13 students at Seattle's Roosevelt High School reported they had whooping cough pertussis last week. These students had been vaccinated against the disease, according to Seattle Public Schools. So if they've got the disease, why should anybody be vaccinated? Dr. Wendy Sue Swanson's a pediatrician at the Everett Clinic in Seattle Children's Hospital. She also runs the Seattle Mama Doc blog. Welcome, Dr. Swanson.
Thanks for having me.
First of all, how do you get whooping cough pertussis if you've had a vaccination?
Well, first off, you get it like you would get any other infection. You get exposed. It's a bacterial illness, and it's highly contagious. So you're in a room or in close contact with somebody who coughs and unfortunately doesn't cover their cough entirely, and the droplets go into the air and you breathe it in. And there's a mix of reasons why those who can have had the vaccinations or even a series of vaccinations and still get it, meaning that each and every vaccine we have isn't 100% effective, meaning that if you give it to 100 people, it's not always that 100 of them will be protected by it. Some vaccines have rates as good as 99%. But what we've learned really over the last couple of years, particularly because of large outbreaks and some epidemic levels of whooping cough here in Washington State in 2012 and also in California, that we think somewhere around 80% or 80 out of 100 people who get the immunization are ultimately protected. So those of us who might be in that 20% are really dependent on those in our community for being immunized, so they don't give it to us either.
So you're saying then, is it that the vaccine itself is only effective on a certain kind of person or just randomly 80% effective?
Yeah, good question. I think it's a combination. I don't think we know exactly why one person responds robustly where their immune system remembers what the vaccine provides, that protection, and why another doesn't. But I think it's a mix. You know, back some decades ago, we changed from what was called a whole cell vaccine to an acellular vaccine. And when we did that, we improved the side effect profile of the shot. Now, babies get whooping cough vaccination at 2, 4, 6, and 15 months of age, and then they get another dose before kindergarten. And now we immunize all adults, and we immunize teens at age 11. But what we're learning is really that when we went to that acellular, when we got rid of side effects of high fever and even secondary seizures from those high fevers, we had a great side effect profile, but we may not be creating as robust of a response. So not as many people today as maybe 30 years ago who got the whooping cough shot are protected. And then we also are learning from these outbreaks and from some of the epidemics that we think immunity or the memory that our immune system has is waning or fading faster than we'd ideally like. So typically now, you know, we give these shots to young children, we give a booster at kindergarten, and then again at age 11 in the middle school years. And what we hope is that when you get a tetanus booster, the Tdap is the tetanus, diphtheria, and whooping cough, when you get that every 10 years, we'd like to say that's enough. But what we're learning is that it may be that this shot is only lasting about 2 to 12 years from a protection standpoint. So some that may have gotten the whooping cough in some of these smaller outbreaks like that at Roosevelt High School may have just had waning or fading immunity too.
So 13 students at Roosevelt High School have this. Obviously, it's not an epidemic, but it is an outbreak. This is a disease that can be serious, especially for young babies and for the elderly, possibly deadly. But when we talk about infectious disease, where does whooping cough fit in? How serious is it?
Well, whooping cough is very serious, particularly for young infants. And the reason is this. You know, if you and I were to get whooping cough, we could develop cough and cold symptoms about a week or a week and a half after we were exposed. After that, we can turn into clusters or what are called paroxysms, big coughing fits, or even coughs that cause a really large whoop sound. That's how it gets its name. And the cough can last 100 to 120 days. I mean, that's 3.5 months.
Wow.
So it's serious in the sense that it's really burdensome to people's lives. But when we look at those most vulnerable, it's infants. Infants under 6 months of age, but in particular infants under 2 months of age. They get a bad cough and cold, but more importantly, it can cause them to have large pauses or even cessations, stopping in their breathing that can be life-threatening. And here in Washington State, we have lost some very young babies because of whooping cough. And that's why we really want the communities around babies, so babysitters, moms, dads, grandparents, and all adults who come in contact with babies to ensure that they've done their best bet at preventing ever spreading whooping cough to the vulnerable. So getting a whooping cough shot, that Tdap shot, as an adult and as an 11-year-old is very important.
Dr. Wendy Sue Swanson's a pediatrician. She hosts the Seattle Mama Doc blog. Thanks for speaking with us today.
You're welcome.